Welcome. Welcome from Nadia. Cars and races. Welcome to Lunaria. Welcome to the women's platform of awareness and information about cyclical awareness, fertility, creativity, wisdom, goddesses. My baby don't care. Welcome to discover more. Along our journey with the Dasha Mahavidyas. We've been talking about the Dasha Mahavidya, all of them. There are two missing now, and these are the two that are going to connect the cycle in which we have put them. We originally started following this interpretation from Uma Dinsmurtuli, where the goddesses, the 10 wisdom goddesses, are organized, we could say, in such a way that mirror each woman's hormonal cycle. So we say that Tara and Kali are around and inside the cycle, Tara around as the protector of the cyclical life, Kali inside as the center of this cycle, and the other 8 around in a cycle, in a circle position. And we have dealt with 6 of them, apart from Tara and Kali. And today we are going to conclude with Dhumavati and Tripura Sundari. Dhumavati is the oldest one, and Tripura Sundari is the youngest one. So we could say that one is the end and the other is the beginning, and they are connected. Because every end is a new beginning, is a new door that's open, as this episode is, because this is the last episode of this season of episodes of Lunaria podcast, Lunaria program. I'm going to go on holiday, like many of you, or on lockdown, according to where you are on the planet. So we're taking a pause after this last episode. Yes. So right now I'm in lockdown and I'm broadcasting from home in Oroville. So this is already quite a special condition. A beautiful condition to connect with such amazing powers. More time to connect with the wisdom that these goddesses carry with them. So speaking about Dhumavati, I love her. I think she's my favorite one, I have to admit. She's like, you know, the old Kali, so the old version of Kali, the grandmother who's the guardian of all of the 10 wisdom goddesses. So she's the oldest, the widest, the wisest, and the most ancestral, the real guide, the one who protects wisdom and whatever is an initiation into wisdom. Her name has a funny meaning, interesting meaning. Dhuma means smoke, literally. So unlike the other Mahavidyas who radiate light and fresh and light colors, this one is really dark. It's the darkest one. She emanates dark smoke. She's made of dark smoke. Can you believe it? Can you imagine? Something that obscures your vision, clouds of dark and misty atmosphere. And this is the teaching of life, because through the dark clouds of painful suffering and all the experiences you may have had, the teaching comes, the teaching that welcome these experiences as opportunities for expansion and wisdom. So she's actually, you know, very vital in a perspective of a circle, of a cyclical life. So through the wisdom she carries, because she's very old, as she's very old, she's lived so many things, and she can know and tell and without being able to see well anymore. So the body is deteriorated. Her 5 senses are not outward as before. Her ears don't work as before, her eyes are a little blind and smell, and her skin is all wrinkled and you know, old. That's it. Everything is deteriorated physically, materially, but inside there's a wisdom she doesn't need to see. She doesn't have to see to know. She knows already. She doesn't need to watch with her eyes, to stare at things, to understand them. She already knows, and she can already tell you what's the truth, what's the teaching that will empower you without having the need to check out and control and, you know, beyond all this. So this is a power that teaches discrimination of things from a very, very powerful point, from that inner wisdom. And that is the wisdom that every woman can experience before, much before being a wise old grandmother. She can experience it in any menstrual phase, because the menstrual phase itself is the phase that mirrors Dumavati. So she's the one who occupies the space of the menstrual phase in our cyclical awareness. In a cycle of life, so in a woman's life cycle, she is situated after menopause. So in the old days, old time, old phase of life, we could say after 60 in a developed country, a little earlier in less developed countries, depending on where you're on the planet, but anyway, definitely after menopause, so after that transition into the lineage phase, so the time where you are a potential grandmother, even if you don't have kids, you know, even that. There is another funny thing connected with Dumavati, and it is the wisdom of forgetting. Forget. She has forgotten things because she's old. Like, you know, you see many old people, they forget things, they don't care anymore about little things, and they may repeat the same things a few times, because it's this kind of wisdom of forgetting that allows her and us to encounter a kind of different state of consciousness. It's that same state of consciousness you have in Yoga Nidra, that is the awakened yogic sleep, a semi-meditative state. And it's in that semi-meditative state that you forget things, because it's not relevant, it's not important. You disidentify with whatever is irrelevant. And yeah, you don't care anymore. That's what happens in your periods. You don't care, you forget things. And that's fine. You don't need to pretend you're not on periods. You are. You're in a time where the major connection is with the earth, with this, with Apanavaya, with this descending force that drags you down into the darkness of the earth, similar to the darkness of the smoky clouds carried by Dumavati. And yeah, everything else is irrelevant. You don't care. So recognize the transitions and impermanence as the only constants in life. Because everything is subject to decay, to aging, and ultimately to death. She's there to teach you what death is. Kali was already there teaching you that. Chinnamasi was already there teaching you that. Bhairavi, Bhaglamukhi. But Dhumavati is like showing you, hey, I am death. I am dead. Do you want to die with me? Do you want to let the parts that are not relevant within you die, finally? And stop caring. Stop being attached. With this care, I don't mean caring in a good sense. I mean stop being attached to things, to the outcome, to the things you do, to the people you are with. Be in a compassionate detachment. And it's beautiful to see how she's represented. Because she's represented as a widow, very smoky, with half naked. She just have a little half sari on on and around her pelvis and on her left shoulder. She doesn't have any blouse. She's just naked. Her breasts are hanging, soggy, saggy, wrinkled, and naked. Amazing. Her hair is all messy and flowing around in her smoke. And she's on a chariot. And on this chariot, she cannot move because no one's carrying the chariot. There is no horses, no oxes, nothing. No one's carrying the chariot. The chariot is just there, stopped with the wheel. The wheel symbolizes the cycle itself, the cycle of life, the cycle of birth and rebirth, birth and death, the cycle of menstrual life, of women's life, of fertility, of creativity, of everything. The cycle of life, life cycle. And she has crows around. Crows are her only companions. There is no other person, god, goddess, people. There is no one. She's alone. This aloneness, this loneliness is also interesting because alone you die. You don't die with your husband. You don't die with your children. I mean, it can literally happen, but in your own soul, it's your journey. It's your own personal journey. No one else's. That's really interesting. Are you ready to be alone? Do you know that you're going to be alone? That you die and are born alone? So bear this in mind, because sometimes we over-identify with our relationships. They are on our journey with us, but they are not us. They are not me. They are not you. You are you. I am myself. And with this amazing teaching, I'd like to introduce you to someone a little lighter, extremely lighter compared to Dhumavati. She's exactly the opposite. Because after death, after this black hole that sucks you in, this smoke that you, ashes and smoke, you know, it's very, very fertile moment, the time of periods. Blood itself is very fertile. We use it for plants and earth and gardens, orchards. Extremely full of nutrients for your plants. Similarly, our 10 wisdom goddesses in this positioning, in this organization, in this spatial organization we set up for you in a cycle, in a circle, are connected. So from Dhumavati, from the very old one, the one that's ready to die and ready to let you die, we have the new one after death. Rebirth, follicular phase, young age, teenage, childhood and teenage time. And I'd like to introduce you to Tripura Sundari, also known as Lalita Devi, also known as Shodasi, the 16-year-old, literally translating. Tripura Sundari means the beauty of the three worlds. And she is the guardian of the Siddhi of Menarche. You remember Siddhis? Siddhis, yogic power, extremely spiritual awakening, that awakening, held by the time of Menarche, so the onset of menstruation, the first periods of your whole life. So she is the one who embodies this power, this Siddhi. She's the goddess who is the beauty of the three worlds. She's a teenage girl. She's very fresh, very young, very beautiful, and representing the innocence and the unknown power you carry when you're in that time of your life and when you are in the follicular phase, in that time of your cycle, every month. And yeah, this is something that can be also interpreted as the youthful beauty of a teenager. So when periods have ended and you're fresh and new and reborn, if you're in balance and there is no alteration of your balance and you're in a good health shape, in line with your prakriti, with your nature, then you should experience something nice, something like the fresh energy and the beautiful energy you experience when you're young. You feel new, you want to explore, but you're still young, so you need to sleep and slow down. Don't rush. You're not completely adult as you will be in the ovulatory phase. So you're in your full potential, because when you're in your teenage time, there is a lot of potential that has to unfold. And this is the beauty that of pure perception that allows for the light of consciousness to shine. Wow. So the consciousness can shine through the pure perception of this teenage goddess of menarche, of the time of menarche, of the initiation into womanhood. But without experience, without knowing, just trusting, that's why the power that, and wisdom also, because it's also wisdom that she embodies, is the one of innocence and trust. Being innocent and being able to trust what is going to happen to her. She doesn't know what's going to happen. She doesn't know anything about periods, about fertility, about life, about work, about motherhood, about menopause. She has no experience at all. But still, she's full of trust and she's full of innocence. She didn't do anything wrong. You can just adore her for this, and you can just learn from her to be innocent if you happen to lose your innocence. And you trust time, trust the world, trust people around you. And make it eventually of cosmic proportions when you connect with Shodasi or Tripura Sundari. The more kind of dark side of this goddess is that she can be hypersensitive and very vulnerable. And this is a time that can be explored in the follicular phase or also in your teenage time. So to protect this sensitivity and this vulnerability and try to enhance the innocence and trust within you. When we speak about beauty, Sundari, we don't mean just, you know, external beauty of form, but it's actually a beauty that goes beyond that. It's more connected to the beauty of clear vision and the beauty of delight and astonishment also, because when you are innocent and you trust, you can be surprised and astonished and you can be delighted by what you experience. You can really appreciate life. So again, all this innocence and trust, but also this youthful beauty, this wisdom that comes within, is connected with her openness and a receptivity. Receptivity is very interesting here, because you're empty. In the follicular phase, you're empty. The womb is empty and you're new. So you become receptive again, receptive to what you want to create. So where do you want to go? Where do you want to go is something that you should ask after your periods. Where am I going? What am I doing? And slowly let your innocence and trust guide you and go on, grow. So this wisdom goddess, Tripura Sundari, is here to honor and respect the immense powers of young women, to connect with source energy, and above all, to celebrate their entry into womanhood. It's a beautiful time. That's why it is so important to let all the young girls on this planet know about her. Know that there is a guardian goddess and many other probably in other cultures, in other goddesses systems that can guide them, can help them, can let the experience of menarche and the initiation into womanhood become a beautiful experience in life. Something to be proud of rather than ashamed of. Something to achieve with pleasure, with beauty, with consciousness. Thank you so much for listening to me, for listening to all these past episodes about the Dasha Mahavidya. Have a beautiful time of connection with them. And talk to you soon next time. This is all for now, for this season of episodes. Thank you.
オロビューラジオを聞いてください。オロビューからお送りします。